Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by imlive.com, the world's leading webcam community. imlive has more than 80,000 hosts and 66 million members on their site, and there's plenty of action happening 24/7. Whether you're a new cam show enthusiast or a seasoned pro, you're bound to love imlive.com.
The legendary Mr.
Skin. Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Lowell, and with me, as always, is the one, the only Mr. Skin. How you doing over there in Chicago, man?
Doing great, Andrew. Did you say 49th?
I think so. Did I say, if I said it, that's what it is. Yeah. Is that crazy?
I know.
49?
I mean, we're going to have a cake for the 50th, or in our case, a pie. But
it was so funny. A couple weeks back when we were on Below Deck and you had made a joke about now we need a pie. I had to explain to my husband what you meant about that.
It just goes over some people's heads. Because I was like, oh, they have the cake. Now, what about the pie? Or so, I don't know. I don't think I said it that well.
You said it great. And yeah. I got it. And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you always laugh at my jokes, even if you don't like them. Right.
I'm either laughing with you or at you. But either way, I'm thoroughly entertained. And I love all your puns. But it's just so funny because I'm tuned in to your puns and I know where your mind's going and I just find it wildly entertaining.
I can't help myself, in other words. So
I love it. But yeah, we should do a 50th pie. What would we put in it?
Well, it definitely won't be a shaved pie if it's for my 50th. It'll be a big hair pie if it's for me.
We just have to pick what's your preference, cherries or peaches, right?
Yeah, exactly. But today, so here's the thing. As you know, Andrea, I have these skin scouts that travel the world to film fests all over the country, and they report to me on all the nudity. And we get guys at the Toronto Film Fest, South by Southwest, Tribeca. Mm-hmm. But one of the cool things that we've developed over the years is a great Skinternational division where I have some skin scouts that get to even go to the Cannes Film Festival. I hope I'm saying that correct. We've had a big debate about that, but I think it's Cannes Film Festival.
And, I love it when you speak French, Mr. Skin.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I want to get, today we're going to do, there's so many movies that came out a couple weeks ago at the Cannes Film Festival that aren't out yet, but my guys saw them, and we have some nudity updates that should be kind of fun because this is stuff really very few people know about. It hasn't come out, and that's what today's show is going to be about. I'm going to go through some of that stuff with you, Andrea. But first, there were two things I wanted to get to. We've been, you know, it's hard with these podcasts. I try to keep them about 45 minutes long, and it's hard to work all the stuff that happens in, and sometimes we get things that maybe happened a couple weeks ago that I wanted to get to. And one of them is something we found on the web, and I just loved it. And I think Whitney Cummings, you know, do you know Whitney Cummings, the comedian?
I do know Whitney Cummings. She, I've interviewed her quite a few times.
How was she?
She's lovely. She's really funny. And she doesn't take herself too seriously. She's very, you guys would get along great. She's just a fun, loving gal. And she's kind of like Chelsea Handler a little bit, where she just doesn't care, but she's really smart. She actually, funny little kind of tidbit, just because you know my former co-host, Kevin Klein.
Yes.
They went to like high school together or something crazy like that.
Oh, so did they know each other or did they just go to the same high school?
acquaintances, but it's always fun when she would come on, you know, my former radio show. They'd have a whole lot to talk about and reminisce. So yeah, I don't know her very well. We don't have each other's cell phone numbers or anything, but we definitely know who each other are. And I've just always thought she was great because she's kind of crass like I am.
Yeah, she is. And I was wondering, before I get into the thing she posted on Instagram, I noticed that she created, I forgot, I thought she was a writer. She created Two Broke Girls, and that is wrapping up. And I know they hit that 100 episode, that magic syndication number. So I got to think she's got some banking to do with being a creator of that show. I would assume, I don't know all the details, but
you know, I would assume as well that she is probably just laughing all the way to the bank. And you know what? Get it, girl. Like, whatever. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I can't say I've never seen that show though.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are fans of it because I've had a lot of people mention that this sixth and final season, when it wrapped up, that they were bummed the show's off the air. But people ask me about the girls from Two Broke Girls, and Beth Beers is the blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But and by the way, Beth Beers has never been naked. But the interesting one is Kat Dennings, who Kat Dennings has a Mr. Skin body, big natural boobs. She's just got a, you know, kind of a voluptuous body. I'm a big fan of hers. And I will say this, she's never been nude in a movie or television show. But if you remember from a couple years ago, the very first kind of fappening hack into cell phones, the very first one, Kat Dennings was in that. And I got to say, I'm not, you know, I don't endorse that stuff, but for, for what I do for a living, you know, I see that.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
We don't have it at our website or anything. And I saw it. And I got to say that in the history of cell phone hacks, nobody has looked better than Kat Dennings in hers. Her rack is unbelievable.
That's a bold statement, Skin. Yeah. I'm actually, while you talk, I'm gonna look her up.
yeah. It's pretty incredible. But
just gotta check this out.
So anyway, so let me get back. I drifted off there. Kat Dennings' boobs got me going, but so this Whitney Cummings posted on Instagram. Now, I want to stress, I am not an Instagram guy, but the Mr. Skin social media division always reports on this to me, and she posted a thing on her Instagram, and it said she took a picture of her boobs. I guess her dog, you know, when he's climbing up on her occasionally, will scratch her boobs. And I don't know if you've had this happen to Andrea, but she posted a picture that said, anyone else have gashes in their boobs from their dogs? And she posted a picture of her boobs showing the gashes. And then she whited out her nip, but it's still a great look at her boob. It was, something about that pic. I just love it. Maybe I'm a horn dog myself, but I'm a, I'm a big fan. And I got to think those look real to me. What's your call?
Those look fake to me.
All right.
It's
such a
close up.
It's such a close up, but I'm going to still say they're fake. I'm going to say they're real. And I need the camera to pull back and see the thing. But from my perspective, this close it looks like her right boob.
It does, yeah.
That it looks real to me. And if those are real, those are spectacular.
They're real, they're phenomenal. I love it, though, because in order for your dog to scratch your boob like this, that means you're rustling around and playing with the dog's naked, which makes me think of her kind of like, you know, rolling around. That's
well, do you
hot.
Think she
I'm
was,
like getting these
I mean,
visuals.
Couldn't he go claws through the shirt or no? You don't think so?
I mean, dogs
through the bra and everything else.
I don't think so. I mean, I've never met a dog with claws that sharp. It's not like bird talons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. I love how she used like the word gashes just because she knows. Like, she's just nasty. I love her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she has a killer body, and she's never done a nude scene, and that's kind of the reason I'm skintrigued by this picture from her Skinstagram. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. That was something from a couple weeks ago that I didn't get to talk about, but hopefully Whitney Cummings will do a nude scene soon. But I think if she made so much money on Two Broke Girls, maybe she doesn't have to do movies anymore. So we'll see what happens. So.
But also, she's clearly very comfortable showing her body, and maybe she's just kind of testing out the reaction to her nudity, and maybe we will see some more from her.
Yeah,
I don't know. She seems really comfortable.
I'm all for it. So anyway, that was a Whitney Cummings sighting I wanted to share with you. Now, another thing that happened a couple weeks ago, we get phone calls every once in a while, and I always forget to put them in the podcast. A guy called in with a cool question, Andrea, and I wanted to give him some love, and we'll definitely send him out a some sort of Mr. Skin swag for doing this question. And CP, the EP, what is the number? How do people get a call into us? I don't even know. Is it 484 Skin Pod?
Yeah.
Okay. 484 Skin Pod. Thanks. It's amazing we get calls because I never promote it. They must see it at the at MrSkinPodcast.com. But this guy had a pretty cool call, and I wanted you to hear it, and then we can answer the question.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Been listening since episode one. Got a question for you. I don't watch all the shows that you mentioned. Actually, I do go watch them after you mention them. But anyway, what was it in the show Girls where the guy's eating the woman's butt? just from an outside the industry. Now, I mean, I know I'm assuming some of those scenes they have some kind of underwear or brief on. But I'm assuming some of these scenes they don't have nothing on. So I'm just curious when, I think it was in Girls. When, you know, the two scenes where the dude was eating the girl's butt, was he really eating it? Or is she, you know, you guys never got into that. It's like, oh, you know, there's a kid eating her butt. Is he really eating it? Or I'm just curious. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Well, I love him. Skin, I'll let you tackle that first.
First of all, I want to say these are the important questions that I have to tackle on a daily basis at my job. So,
people need to know. Yeah,
well, the dude that played Desi has got a weird name. It's like Eben Moss Backrack that was back there eating Allison Williams' butt. And here's what I've heard. Now, keep in mind, I'm just going by what I've read. She's mentioned. And before I get, everyone knows what we're talking about. I think it was the first episode of season 5, if I'm not mistaken. It was season 5. So it was the first episode. Allison Williams is bent over, and Desi, Eben Moss Backrack, is on his knees eating ass. I think it's one of the great moments in television history as far as what I do for a living. You do not see ass eating in mainstream television. I can't even think of
I can't even think of a movie where I see
it's a rarity, and this is another reason that I I'm respectful of the show Girls. It wasn't something I watched on a regular basis, but I'm respectful of how Lena Dunham, where she pushed the envelope on that show. So anyway, what I have heard in this incredible scene is, according to Allison Williams, she had some sort of tampon, but some sort of a something in there. Does that make sense? Would you even fathom a guess of what she could put in there that would be like? In other words, he wasn't barebacking her ass. I think that's pretty safe to say, but it's still, his face was in her butt cheeks, and to me, that passes all tests, and I'm cool with it. But she, in other words, I don't think he was tonguing asshole because she had something in there. I don't even know what it was, but I have heard, according to her, she had some sort of a device in there that he was, so he wasn't getting to the bunger,
Okay. Well, when we look at the scene, his face is in her
100%.
Cheeks. His nose is in her ass. She might have some sort of a thin sheath. She might have something similar to like medical tape or like a Band-Aid or a little piece of fabric. I can't imagine anyone sticking a tampon in their ass. That would hurt like hell to pull out.
I don't know what it was. According to what I've read, there was something. And I think she even made reference to put something there to make it smell good and the whole thing. So anyway, it was still one of the great
moments. But he's in there.
It was still one of the great moments I've ever seen. And he 100% was in there. It's just a question of, did she have something inside to protect her?
What I would say was to the caller that called in, imagine like a woman wearing a thong, but there being no front part. So there's like a little tiny piece of fabric in the cheeks, but your face is still in there.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I mean, really, truly, he was in there. It just wasn't an actual porno because he wasn't actually like licking it with his tongue, but his face was in her ass with probably a tiny
his nose was in there too. Yeah, so he was he was in there. So the guy that you know who you are, we'll be able to identify if you hit us up at the podcast site. Email us here at the podcast, go to the website and send us your email and we'll send you out some swag for that question.
And that was thanks for listening since episode one.
Yeah, he was referring to the first episode when he, so he's a trooper.
Long time listener.
Yeah, long time, first time. And one last thing about that scene. Another great thing about that, when they put out the Blu-ray of season five, they did a behind the scenes of the behind the scenes. And
I love it.
To me, it's even more cool to watch because they're mugging to the camera. The guy, mm-hmm. Desi's on his knees and he's like waving to the camera and Allison Williams is waving to the camera. And they're like, you see like right before he goes in and when he goes, it was so neat to watch how they set it up, but the fact that they were having fun with it and stuff you didn't see when it actually aired is great. And we have all that at MrSkin.com. You could check it out. But great question from a listener, and I definitely wanted to get to that because I always forget. We get calls and then I forget, but that one was one I wanted to get to. So.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I think ass eating needs to be talked about more.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm a big fan, but hey, you know.
Who isn't? No,
I love the ass.
I do, too. So I know we love campsites here, but imlive.com has been around for 14 years. That's a long time for a camming site. The hosts just don't stream live from their bedrooms either. They broadcast from the beach, the park, the mall, and more on their phones. There are awesome themed naughty parties, amateur video contests for you to vote in, and of course, regular porn star shows. Head over to imlive.com now to join for free.
Now let me get to what today's show is going to be about. And like I mentioned to you before, Andrea, we had some skin scouts at the Cannes Film Festival, and I wanted to spend some time today catching up with all this nudity, because, I mean, these guys are sitting in the French Riviera. Of course, my guys would be at the French Riviera and, like, just go back to their hotel room and write up reports and not go out and see all the hot chicks, but whatever. And remember, these movies that these guys saw a few weeks ago will mostly be out later this year and into 2018, but, we got some really good nudity skinfo, and I wanted to share it. And remember this, Andrea, the Cannes Film Festival is where we first heard of the Brown Bunny. Remember that Vincent Gallo and Chloe Sevigny, the blowjob scene from the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Blue is the Warmest Color debuted at the Cannes Film Festival, the greatest lesbian scene of all time that goes on for 9 minutes. So, we find some great stuff there that becomes legendary. And
yes.
I'm going to go down a list, and I am not even scratching the surface. We got so much. I had to just kind of cherry pick what I thought would fit into our show time limits and give you what I thought were some of the highlights. But there was hundreds of movies. My guys went through all of them, reported back to me. So here's some stuff that'll be out later this year. And Andrea, you'll know some of these actresses. You won't know, but you appreciate a good nude scene. So you'll appreciate what I'm talking about here. So let me start with a movie that was at the Cannes Film Festival called Mobile Homes. It stars Imogene Poots, one of the greatest names on MrSkin.com. And she is best known. There was a movie called Frank and Lola she did with Michael. Was it Michael Sheen? I can't remember who was in it with her. But she did a great nude scene, sex scene in there, except it was a tad dark. And she's a British actress. And if you want to see Poots's hoots, check out. She did, Frank and Lola was with Michael Shannon. So she did this great nude sex scene with him. But the big complaint I always get from people is it was a little too dark because it was in they were in a motel room at the time. But this nude scene in Mobile Homes is very well lit, and my guys think that this will be a superior nude scene, breast-wise, than the great Frank and Lola nude scene. So that's very exciting. And also, there was a scene where she had one of those hospital gowns on in the movie that we already have at our website, where you could was that from I'm looking at something else, but you could see a picture of her butt that we have at our website of her with a hospital gown and the back open, which I'm a big fan of that happening. So anyway, that's Imogene Poots, and that's one of the big finds we had at the Cannes Film Festival.
She's got a great ass. So the more we can see her in better lighting, I'm all about it. So good work to the Skin International Scout.
And here's the thing. When people ask me what is the most important factor in a nude scene, what makes a nude scene great, surprising answer to people is the lighting, because you could have the hottest girl in the world full frontal, but if it's too dark to see, what good does that do? So to me, like, I especially love nude scenes in natural lighting, like in the afternoon, daylight, nude scenes, because that's the best. But anyway, the mobile homes Imogene Poots nudity is better than Frank and Lola. So that was one fun find from the Cannes Film Festival. Now, here was one that was kind of intriguing. The Killing of a Sacred Deer aired there, and it stars Nicole Kidman, who we talked a lot about this year because she was ridiculously hot in Big Little Lies on HBO when she wasn't getting knocked around a bit, but she was so hot in that movie. And around 10 minutes into this, she's completely nude, bush and all, in bed. And then about an hour and 40 minutes in, we get a great breast and butt close up in the same bed. The post of the bed is blocking out her bush, but still, it'll be the 19th. Andrea, how about this? 19 movies for Nicole Kidman that she's been naked in movies and television.
She just blows me away. It's like, when you just think she can't like up the ante a little bit with her hotness or her nudity, she just doesn't quit.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is she aging in reverse?
Yeah.
She, every time I watch some new project she's done, I'm like, she's even prettier now. Her boobs are even better now. Now, has she ever shown her bush before?
Oh yeah. Well,
because because I can't recall.
Billy Bathgate is my go-to movie for her, and she's in
Bush.
Yeah, she's in a movie. Mm-hmm. She's in a three-way mirror, so you get full frontal and full backle, and it's one of my favorites. Now, Eyes Wide Shut overall would be my favorite. She is a fiery hot, if you will. You know, she's a redhead, mm-hmm. of course. But Billy Bathgate in Eyes Wide Shut always are at the top of my Nicole Kidman of her 19 films. But this Killing of a Sacred Deer sounds great. I haven't seen this stuff. These are just reports from my Skin International division. But anytime I hear Bush and Nicole Kidman, I'm skintrigued, and we're excited about this. So the movie's called The Killing of a Sacred Deer. No one knows about it here because it hasn't aired, but we'll have the pics and clips soon. But this is an upcoming nude scene from Nicole Kidman.
I'm totally excited about it. Anytime you get an A-lister like that just showing it all, I mean, it's worth talking about.
Of course. And she's, you know, already in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame. So
Hall of Fame, baby.
Yep. Anyway, the next actress that I want to talk about, there's a movie called The Square at the Cannes Film Festival. And Elizabeth Moss, who's been popping up lately at our website because, first of all, if you don't know who she is, she played Peggy Olson on one of my favorite shows of all time, Mad Men. And they didn't really make her out on that show to be super sexy. But as it turns out, she's a pretty hot chick. And she's been in the show The Handmaid's Tale, which I've been reporting on. She's done some really nice nude scenes this season. And she did a kind of a mini series called Top of the Lake, a Jane Campion thing, a couple of years ago, where she did her nude debut. But all of a sudden, my guys report that Elizabeth Moss, Peggy Olson, from Mad Men, gets completely naked. We're going to see her Mad Mams, which is exciting.
Wow.
It's a long scene where, get this, she's riding a guy, and they do a POV from both perspectives. So they somehow, they rigged up a rocking horse or something and put a camera under it. So she's like riding. They wanted you to think she's riding the dude, but it's, you know, and they had a camera there. So you see, which is interesting, because I want to see it from both. They do it from both perspectives. So she's nude, he's laying on his back, and the camera's looking up. So you see her like writhing around, you know, jumping up and down on his cock, and you get that perspective. And then you see
what she sees of this guy below her. And it's supposed to be a really cool thing. And it's Elizabeth Moss, a pretty famous actress.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that sounds incredible.
The POV stuff, it could be a little goofy sometimes, but if done right, it'll be good. And this is a kind of one, it's a, you know, skin-evative camera work. If they do it right, this could be a really great nude scene. So I can't wait to see the movie The Square, and we'll get to see Elizabeth Moss in her complete nudity with some cool POV stuff.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. So here's another one that our guys saw that I thought you might want to hear about. So I hope you can see the pictures that you look at Marianne Cotillard. I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, but she's one of my favorite. Cotillard. She's one of my.
She's great. Yeah,
she's one of my favorite actresses at Mr. Skin. All natural, beautiful Academy Award winning actress. She in 07, La Vie en Rose. She was the Academy Award winning actress for that movie. Beautiful, gorgeous, actually speaks English real well, yet she's born in France. And she also was in that movie Allied with Brad Pitt. And there was a big rumor that she's denied that they hooked up. And that's, she's so hot that, like, that's the kind of babes Brad Pitt would get, you know? So, yeah, she is really a beautiful, beautiful actress. And I think she is... was Batman's girlfriend in one of the Dark Knight movies, but she does what's cool about her is she'll do these obscure French films with great nudity and then do mainstream American flicks too. She could cross over to both pretty easily. And I got to tell you, she's super gorgeous, all natural.
Yes.
And in this movie, Ismail's Ghost, she gets very naked. And again, she's another one, Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for multiple nude scenes. But anytime I hear of Marianne Cotillard naked, that's big, big news.
Now, is she up there with the Nicole Kidman status?
A couple notches below, but her stuff is, as you could see, we posted a picture from...
it's that lighting you like.
Yeah. One of the French films she did, I could barely pronounce it, but from 2001.
Les Jolies Chaussettes.
Okay, very good. And she got the full bush out, the natural boob. She's just gorgeous. So one of my favorite actresses of MrSkin.com will be naked again in a movie called Ismail's Ghost. At the Cannes Film Festival.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll be looking for that.
Yeah, very, very important. We know that. Now, there's another movie that was there that this one had a ton of nudity, and it makes sense because Stacey Martin is one of the stars of it. And the actress, do you remember a couple years ago, I talked to you guys about these movies, Nymphomaniac Volume 1 and Nymphomaniac Volume 2?
And Skin, there is no way I could forget the conversations that we've had about that. I mean, are you serious? Refresh the listeners because...
Yeah, well, let me tell you, this was a movie, I think they were from 2011, 2012, where they edited in real sex into the movie. And you could see by just one... thing with Stacey Martin. Now, Charlotte Gainsbourg's the star of it, but they flash back to her when she was young, and Stacey Martin was playing like a young Charlotte Gainsbourg. And just to give you an idea, like, there was totally real sex between the actresses and actors. Now, they also, in fairness, they went and got some adult star or adult like porn people for this movie and had them have real sex and then edited it in so it appeared that there was more sex going on than actually was. But as you can see by this one scene from Nymphomaniac Volume 1 where this guy is going down on Stacey Martin. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that for a mainstream movie that, by the way, also aired at the Cannes Film Festival when it came out.
And that is pretty explicit as far as mainstream goes. And if you guys have no idea what me and Skin are talking about, go to MrSkinPodcast.com right now and click the links and check this out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, Stacey Martin.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Stacey Martin is one of the hotter babes at our website. Also, very willing to, as you can see, by doing that movie, it shows that she's a cut above when it comes to nudity. And the movie in question, though, at Cannes, well, we'll get to see her nude again, is called Redoubtable. And it was one that basically they just said there's so much nudity, they didn't even give me the times. There were too many nude scenes.
It was way too much.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, very cool.
Yeah, so anyway, and another one is there's this French actress that You would love. Her name's Marine Vach, and she's in a movie called Le Mont Double. Again, my French is brutal. Le Mont Double. And we know her from the 2013 movie Young and Beautiful, where she plays an 18-year-old prostitute, which is super hot. They have her like banging old dudes, young guys, and she just has all this sex in the movie. Well, she fought in this movie, and I wanted to show you this picture because this is going to be one of the cooler nude scenes of the year when this hits the actual theaters and all. But we actually somehow got some pics. But she has an affair with her psychoanalyst. And
interesting. Yeah,
so he's like, so the like her shrink is completely nude, a dude, and she's completely nude, and they're sitting in chairs across from each other, and I'm just completely mesmerized by the scene to think, and by the way, you won't shrink when you see this scene because she is completely naked, sitting with her psychiatrist, and I've never seen a psychiatrist patient nude scene where they're like in their position to talk, you know what I'm saying? It's really weird.
Yeah, and clearly, I mean, obviously we're just seeing clips and whatever, but it's post-coital. He's smoking a cigarette. Yeah. He's totally nude. Yeah, and they're doing some therapy, it looks like.
So anyway, we're all over that, and I just wanted to share. Her name's Marine Vach, and she's, you know, obviously when I do the podcast, I normally talk about the big mainstream Hollywood actresses or the big TV shows, but there are so many hot babes at our website that I have to curate. I gotta bring up these names so you guys could go out and check them out. You just wouldn't know them as a guy living here in the States watching television, but we have 20, almost 27,000 actresses at our website from all over the world. And, one of the cool things about being able to do this for me is like I said, to curate these actresses or great nude scenes so that kind of bring them to the forefront so people could check them out. They're beautiful movies and beautiful actresses, and Marine Vach is one of them. So anyway, she's nude. And then there was a movie about Rodin, who the famous sculptor. And I remember when I was in France, I went and did a tour of his stuff, and I was like, holy shit, this guy's unbelievable. It was like breathtaking to see his work.
Wow.
And they did a movie about this guy, and it's about his romance with he hired this young beautiful assistant, like every great sculptor should do, named Camille Claudel, and it's a famous romance they had. And this girl named Izia Higelin plays Camille in this movie Rodin, and we know her from this awesome 2015 French flick called Summertime, where she has a hot affair with another beautiful French actress, Cécile de France. And so what we've seen of the stills we've seen, our guys were like, he does a lot of nude sculpting, like, you know, is what I would do also. But look at how she she contorted herself for this one scene, because we do have a nude pic from it. And she's like on her knees bent backwards, and Rodin's like sculpting it. But it's a pretty, pretty cool, sexy nude scene from her.
That's hot as all hell. And let me tell you, that pose, I forget the name of it, but that is a yoga pose, and it's very, very advanced.
Wow.
And to have your back arched like that while laying back and have your quads being stretched, it's like, that's one of the hardest things to do. And the fact that she's able to do that in this scene for a prolonged amount of time just makes me wonder, how flexible is this girl?
Yeah.
Like, I bet she's so fun in bed.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Her name's Izia Higelin. And like you said, she's doing this yoga pose.
It's crazy hard.
Yeah, or I would be doing a downward facing dong if I was in that room.
But I love
it. Yeah, but I got to tell you, that is so hot to see this gorgeous French actress doing this weird yoga pose while the sculptor Rodin is working.
Sculpting her.
Yeah, sculpting her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so anyway, that's another thing from the Cannes Film Festival. And then here was a weird one I found that I wanted to talk about. It's called the Meyerowitz Stories. And the reason I think it's weird, especially to be at Cannes, is because it stars Adam Sandler. So it doesn't that doesn't add up to me, but he plays a father who makes trashy short films, I guess. That's what I read about it. And his daughter is played by Grace Van Patten, who's the real life daughter of Tim Van Patten from the old, who's Dick Van Patten's son. So she has a great, legacy, but he is a director from Sopranos and Boardwalk Empire, and she makes her new debut in this, and she's really sexy, as you can see by the picture with Adam Sandler. But her name is Grace Van Patten, and she will definitely be a nudecomer candidate when the nude scenes come out from this, because it's really, really good stuff from Grace Van Patten.
Well, that's great news. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah.
And just a couple other little tidbits from my Cannes report. And like I said, there was so much stuff. I'm just kind of going over some of the highlights and things. But just as an example, some other little tidbits from Cannes. So there was a movie called Let the Sun Shine In with Juliette Binoche. It's you ask about these actresses, how many nude scenes they do. This is her 17th film.
Holy.
I know that she's been naked. Let the Sun Shine In. She has this very explicit sex scene with a banker. Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket when you're having sex with a banker? But it's supposed to be really, really hot, and which makes sense because Juliette Binoche is not afraid to get naked. And we're big fans of her at MrSkin.com. So she has a movie where she's naked. Now listen to this one. I bring it up only because it was so weird, and you'll probably know the actress. So How to Talk to Girls at Parties was a movie at Cannes, and it's my guys did not get to see this. Believe it or not, there's so many movies that you can't literally see everyone, but I looked this up, and it just was intriguing to me. Now, it's targeted to a younger audience, so I'm not really hopeful that we're going to get nudity, but do you know who Ruth Wilson is? She's the girl from Showtime's The Affair. Do you know that show?
Yes. Yeah.
She's got a really, really sexy look to her. And listen to what her character, I read what her character plays, and you tell me if this is something we need to check out. So okay. Ruth Wilson plays, get this, a ravenous female alien with an anal fixation. So I'm like, all right, it's Ruth Wilson from Showtime's The Affair. I got to see this. So I do not have, don't have a report on nudity. My guessing is because just what I looked at the movie, it just appeared to be more of a geared to a younger audience. But there's a chance we'll see something. But when I see Ruth Wilson and an anal fixation, I want to check that movie out. It's called How to Talk to Girls at Parties, and I'll try to get more information. And
totally crazy, but Ruth Wilson, anal obsession, you and I discussed earlier that we both like eating ass. I mean, maybe we could cross our fingers and maybe there might be like some sort of alien ass eating sequence. Yeah, who knows?
I gotta point this stuff out. That's what I do for a living.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a couple other little tidbits. This Loveless, there's a nudecomer guys were raving about called Mariana Spivak, who does a full frontal nude debut. Jupiter's Moon has Monica Balsay, another full frontal nude debut. And then last but not least, based on a true story, we don't have confirmation yet, but listen to these. Here's what I know. Emmanuel Steiner, who's I'm a big fan of, French actress, plays an author with writer's block who meets a mysterious woman played by Mr. Skin Hall of Famer Eva Green, Vess Berlin from the Bond movies, who has done some of the greatest nudity at our website. And the publicity stills I have seen from this have them making out. So I'm hopeful we'll get some Eva Green, Emmanuel Sainer, lesbo action in that movie called Based on a True Story. But we haven't been able to get a full report, but it's definitely one I have my eye on. And like I said, Andrea, so much stuff at the Cannes Film Festival. I just gave you kind of a taste, if you will, but obviously as this stuff we get more and more reports, I could always report on it during the future podcast. But all these movies that I just talked about today are going to be things we're going to see either later this year or early 2018, and of course we'll have all this stuff at MrSkin.com.
I mean, you nailed it. What you gave us was the tip of the iceberg. I love just the tip. And I am so excited because you've mentioned some of my absolute favorite celebrities that are so unafraid of nudity and have some of the best bods in the game. I mean, you just kind of ending on Eva Green with me. I'm such a big fan of her acting and her boobs. And wow, I cannot wait. And
keep in mind, at next week's podcast, I'll get you caught up on all the great television that's out. And we send guys to these film fests. I got a report on the information. It's kind of fun to see. I'm a big fan of finding this stuff stuff before it hits theaters. It's really fun to
you always
go
do.
Through this stuff. Yeah. So anyway, next week we'll be back to the normal updating you on all the movie and television stuff. We got a lot of fun stuff I know to talk about next week.
Absolutely. This show was so much fun. I'm so excited that the A-list shows their A, B, and C cups and a whole lot more at Ken.
Yeah.
So excited about that. I learned again, you keep nailing into my mind, lighting is what is everything when it comes to nude scenes.
It's all that matters.
Maybe the highlight of the show, Whitney Cummings showed us her gashes on IG, and hopefully we get to see her gash in
HD.
Oh
my God, watch it. I see.
Fingers crossed.
Only a woman could say that. Like, if I said that, that would sound terrible.
Oh, if you said that, you'd be shocked.
I know. I can't say that. Yeah, anyway.
I'm so excited. So, guys, thanks so much for tuning into episode 49. We'll see you next week. Me and Mr. Skin, MrSkinPodcast.com.
Thanks, Andrea.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.